Dangal Jungle. This story is written by Ramendra Kumar, who is an award-winning writer and storyteller. This is a story about a jungle which was on an island in the middle of the sea. For some reason, no one had visited or had even heard of it. Everything about this jungle was different, or rather odd. The jungle did not have a king, but had a queen. She was a cute little hare with pink eyes and a pinker nose. She was the slowest, but had been made the queen because the rest of the animals thought slow was cool. The elephant's tail and trunk had switched places, and no one knew whether he was coming or going. The giraffe was short, the tiger chewed grass, and the deer ate raw meat. The birds swam in the sea, the fish flew in the air. The sloth was super swift, and the peacock the most humble. And finally, the snake and the mongoose were not sworn enemies, but the best of besties. One day, a 35-year-old man named Jeet landed in the jungle. The ship he was traveling on crashed, but he managed to survive. He roamed around the jungle and observed the birds and the animals. An idea struck him, and he waited patiently to be saved. He was soon spotted by a rescue team and brought home. Jeet stayed with his aging parents in a small colony. His neighbor was Amit, who was 10 years old. Amit had lost his parents in an accident and lived with his grandpa. Few days after his neighbor's reappearance, Amit heard his grandpa and Jeet's dad, Kishan Lal, conversing. Jeet was shipwrecked on an island, which is nothing but a forest with really strange animals and birds, Kishan Lal said, and went on to describe the inhabitants of the very special jungle.
This is unbelievable. I have never heard of such creatures, exclaimed Amit's grandpa.
Jeet wants to capture the birds and animals and get them here.
But why?
He wants to build a zoo and house these animals and birds in it. He says this will be the most unique zoo on planet Earth. People will come from all over the world to visit, and he will become a very rich man in no time.
But that is terrible. Those lovely creatures will lose their freedom. It will be such a torture to be cooped up in cages after roaming freely in the skies, on land, and in the water.
I know. His mother and I tried to convince him, but he just won't listen.
But will he be able to carry out his plan on his own?
Since his return, he has been talking to several companies. Two big organizations have agreed to sponsor his project. Now there is no stopping him. I really don't know what to do. Amit sat in shock. His thoughts kept going back to the poor inhabitants of the unique jungle. What would happen after they land in a zoo? They would be trapped in tiny cages or small enclosures. They wouldn't have a moment's peace with crowds shouting and jeering at them. And their life would become miserable. He got an idea. There was one person who could save the animals. Rehana, who was Shagufta's sister. Shagufta, or Goofy, was Amit's bestie, and her sis was a wildlife photographer and naturally loved animals. Amit rushed to Goofy's place. Lucky, Rehana was at home. Amit quickly told her the entire story and then waited for her reaction. After some time, Rehana snapped her fingers. "I got it. I am going to use the social media to save the poor creatures." Goofy and Amit looked at each other. "I didn't get it," Amit said. "You know, guys, I have more than 55,000 followers on Instagram. Besides, I have a great following on Twitter, WhatsApp, and Facebook as well. I am going to start posting about Jeet and his evil intentions right away. I shall request my followers to spread the word around. I'm sure soon the posts will go viral on social media. The movement to save our jungle will pick up." "But Didi, will that alone stop Jeet?" "It will generate a lot of negative publicity, which I'm confident Jeet's sponsors would like to avoid. I'm sure they will back off." Goofy was not very sure, but Amit loved the idea. He high-fived Rehana and ran home to tell his grandpa. Rehana went crazy on social media. She created a little animation video about a jungle called Eden. She wrote about how people were planning to destroy it and how it needed to be saved. Like Rehana had predicted, Save Eden campaign was picked up across social media and soon went viral. Jeet's sponsors backed out and he was left high and dry. "Rehana, do you think Jeet has abandoned the idea forever? He might renew his project after some time," Amit's grandpa said. He was hosting a party for Jeet's parents, the kids, and Rehana. "He dare not, grandpa. As long as our little army of 2.5 generations, which love animals, continues to be aware and vibrant, Jeet and his kind will never succeed," Rehana said, and everyone clapped and cheered. The story is narrated by Shirali Biju exclusively for Gatha Story. www.gathastory.com